His tongue was so close to my pussy lips that I could feel his warm breath coming out of his mouth. I pushed my hips up to his mouth, but he pulled away from me and I was left wanting. He said, "Would you do anything to have my tongue inside you?" I didn't know where he was going with this, but I really needed that tongue. So I said, "Yes, I'll do anything. Please fuck me with that tongue." He smiled at me and said, "Just remember you said that." And his tongue pushed inside me and my hips came off the bed. I bit my lips to keep myself from screaming, but I didn't know how long I could keep that up. That's one of the reasons I married Jim in the first place, for his tongue. I know that might sound superficial, but the way that man ate me out in college had me screaming decibels that only dogs could hear. I fell in love with him that night, and every night since. I still tell my girlfriends how good Jim's tongue is, and they are all envious of my good fortune. They even asked me if I could give their husbands some pointers, but Jim declined, saying that guys don't talk about what they do wrong, only what they do right. It's in the guy code or something. His tongue was doing things inside me that had me holding on to the bed sheets with my hands. The pleasure was so intense that I was seeing pretty colors in my visions as I came over and over again. I finally had to push his head away and say, "Okay, that's, oh my God, enough. I can't take any more." He came up to my lips and we kissed and my skin was all a tingle. Just before we shut off the lights, he said, "Just remember you said you'd do anything." And I began to think, just what did I get myself into this time? The last time this happened, it was camping, and he wanted to fuck me in broad daylight, under the open sun. I got pregnant with our last child then. He doesn't ask for sexual favors often, but when he does, it's always something that benefits him. He walked over to me and kissed me on the lips and went off to work. He turned around at the door and said, "You know what David confided in us last night?" I nodded my head. "Well, I was wondering if there was anything we could do to help him out." And he opened the door and went downstairs. Was he asking me what I thought he was asking me? I jumped out of bed and ran downstairs just as he was putting on his coat. And I said, "Are you saying that you think I should take David's virginity?" He smiled at me and didn't say a word as he bounded down the stairs into his car. I watched his car go out of sight before going back inside. I stood at the doorway and thought about what he was asking me to do. On one hand, I'd never taken a man's virginity before. But on the other hand, I'd never cheated on my husband. However, is it really cheating if your husband wants you to do it? These were all thoughts that were going through my head all day. I work freelance at home, writing articles, and I just couldn't concentrate on what I was doing. At 2 p.m., I got an email from Jim saying, "I talked with David, and after much discussion, he agreed to let you take his virginity." I put my hand up over my mouth and stared at the words on the screen. I wrote him back and told him we would have to all sit down and talk about it before anything happens. He wrote back that they both agreed and that they would both be coming home tonight. At 6 p.m., we all sat in the living room and looked at each other, but no one was saying a word. I could see that David was uncomfortable and was looking down at his shoes. This could go on all night if someone didn't say something soon. I finally opened up my mouth and said, "I've thought about this long and hard, and if this is truly what you want, then I'll do it. But there has to be rules." They both nodded their heads in unison. "Okay, the first rule is, while this is happening, Jim is there in the room. And the second rule is that you don't fall in love with me." David finally spoke and said, "I still don't know if this is right for me, but I think it's high time I did something. I'm thinking it's a good idea since I trust you both and you can teach me what to do and what not to do." What he was saying made a lot of sense, but it was still a little awkward for all of us to talk about it. Jim said, "I know I suggested this, but I'm not entirely convinced that it's a good idea. So let's take it slow and see where things go. The kids are out at my parents' for the night and we won't be disturbed." We decided to loosen up with a couple of drinks, and before long our inhibitions were slowly dropping. I was starting to see David in a different way and was beginning to like the idea of exploring his body. My husband and David were both looking at me and I knew that the liquor and our friendship were warming us all to the idea of having sex